Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polish and Cloth. To order your Cape Cod Polish and Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 6 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. So order your Cape Cod Polish and Cloth kit today. We're also sponsored by Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. There's no reason to look any further. If you want the best sunglasses in the world, whether it be vintage, whether it be vintage inspired, whether you want restoration, whether you want prescription, go to LasVegas@Retrospects.com to get 10% off your first purchase and free shipping for a limited time anywhere within the U.S., or you can visit their website at www.Retrospects.com. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I interview good client Ted, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? I'm with my friend and client, Ted, and I'm sitting here in New York. We're having a beer, and it's great. It's always great catching up with you, Ted. I can't believe we're doing this in New York. How you doing?
It's good to be here, and you're not having a beer. For the record, you're having a French 75, and I'm sure I'm buying.
Potato, potato. So I want to, like, let my clients, my friends, and my listeners know, I meet a lot of people at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel of Las Vegas. Being the world's first watch concierge there, I'm privy to meeting so many different people and having so much at my disposal. But I wouldn't say connect every time with someone, but I think this particular encounter that we had has led to a kind of cool friendship, and that's why I wanted to interview you today. Do you want to kind of tell people how we met and what that's led to, as far as the watch thing, and how it's, like, different from an experience of going into a traditional watch store?
So I actually got in very late into Las Vegas and, of course, had to go to the bar to get my bearings at the Mandarin.
Naturally.
And you were with my colleague, my law partner.
Right.
And he introduced me to you and identified you as somebody who was selling watches for a living. Let's be honest. That was suspicious.
Yes.
But we immediately struck it up over a good cocktail, and over the course of several visits, it wasn't about selling watches
at all.
It was about a relationship, and the relationship remains, even though, and notwithstanding, and because of this fabulous timepiece that I now own,
which is a Jaeger LeCoultre Master Ultra Thin 41mm in steel.
Never a sell. It was a go look at this timepiece and see if you like it.
Absolutely, and I think that's really interesting what you said, because that in itself is so different from going into a traditional watch and jewelry store, right? Because when you go into a traditional watch and jewelry store, you have brick and mortar, you have the whole shebang, you have the story, you have some guy trying to push something, and here I am, you realize that this guy doesn't have anything on him, he's not trying to really sell me anything, it's a conversation. And it's interesting that, I'm going to say this, bagels brought us together. It was the bagel.
A relationship is built on
bagels.
On good boiled and baked dough. yes, I brought you bagels, and I don't think I had bought a watch at that point.
No, actually, Ted was, he stays at the Mandarin Oriental, and because of my relationship with the Mandarin, I was able to help him out, and he asked me what I wanted, and I said, I want bagels, and he traveled halfway across the country, not just with bagels, but with smelly onion bagels.
And the folks on that United flight
were really thrilled with you.
No, the truth is if you go into a bricks and mortar shop,
yep,
whether it's for a watch or any other merchandise,
yep,
you're going to get only what it is that they sell. And I wasn't looking for a watch. But when we sat down and visited and talked about who I was, who you were, the access that you had to a variety of timepieces, it became exciting. And you got to know me a little bit, which was more than a traditional sale walking into a store.
Absolutely.
Over the course of time, whether it was bagels or tequila.
Or music. Because we bonded over music, you know.
You got a sense of what it was that would serve me best.
Absolutely. Because I remember I after Bagelgate, I said to you, Ted, I really think there's this very cool watch that you should have. And I honestly, I pride myself on pairing watches with people's personalities. And I think that this watch suits you to a T. Because I'm looking at it for the first time today, and you've had it for about 6 to 7 months now. And I don't think that there's a better watch that could suit you than this watch.
I love it, and that's the proof.
Yep, and I hope you wear it in good health. Now, take me through this, though. Like, how would you say, in terms of the professionalism, in terms of the... Okay, so we know how you went from
suspicious.
And I wish you could see Ted's face right now. suspicious, in air quotes, to now, you know, the transactional part of it. How would you rate that part of it? Because there are many people you meet and, you know, you don't know what you're buying. You don't know where it's coming from. Would you say it was... were you comfortable with giving, you know, your confidential information, your credit card information, and all that stuff?
At that point, all of those concerns were behind us. I had committed to getting this fabulous timepiece, and in fact, I was concerned that I was inconveniencing you.
Not at all.
Because there was a lot of back and forth about, if you remember, a second strap.
Yep.
And whether or... And I have this beautiful black leather strap, but I wanted something that was a little bit
lighter. Like a chocolate brown.
Yep. And you were able to find a separate sales person for that, or another company to deliver that. We did that as a separate transaction, and the whole thing was seamless.
And so that's the thing. Like, you know, would you recommend my services to other people based on your experience?
Even without the bagels, it was seamless, and without incident. The watch, as I remember, arrived overnight. There was a question whether you wanted a check or a credit card, and the credit card was easiest for me, and so we did it that way. And everything went brilliantly.
Good. So this is a service you would recommend?
I recommend it highly. And
thank you.
Once you shut off the podcast, we can talk about the second watch.
Well, what's amazing to me, Ted, about this whole experience is that the transaction is complete. You can call me anytime. You can email me anytime. You can text me anytime. But what... From my side, what's more amazing, I hope that this is the first of many meetings we have in New York. Outside of the Mandarin Oriental, I hope we go see some live rock concerts together. I hope we drink a lot of cocktails together and have fun. That's what it's all about to me. It's about connecting with people on a personal level, which you probably would never have in the setting in which we met, to continue.
And a great service, and I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Ted, for your time. It's great seeing you. Well, there we have it, folks. That was my one-on-one interview with good client Ted. As you could see at first, he had his doubts. He was suspicious. It's not normal to meet, you know, someone who sells watches at a bar that you just are having a drink at. You know, all of those, you know, initial things that he was maybe suspicious about were squashed once we got to know each other. And to me, that I appreciate his honesty, appreciate his patronage, appreciate his support and his friendship. And you know, I'm really grateful to him for doing this podcast. So thank you, Ted. I'd also like to thank my sponsors. There's Nothing to Think About. If you want to polish your watch like a professional for under $20, get yourself a Cape Cod Polish and Cloth Kit.
go to www.capecodpolish.com. I'd also like to thank Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. If you want the most styling and cool and unique pair of sunglasses, go to Las Vegas at Retrospects.com or visit their website at www.retrospects.com to get 10% off your first purchase, free shipping for a limited time anywhere in the U.S. I'd also like to thank Shallowboy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, please check out my my Twitter and my Instagram. My handles for both are at @AmitDaveHonda. Don't forget to check out my Facebook watch page and like it. If you want to get caught up with the latest watch news, there will be a link below to sign up for my weekly newsletter. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.